Yeah, do you have a problem with women that that exude the confidence to do something like that?
No, that's a good point. Actually, I did kind of appreciate her on that level, for sure. But
I mean, yeah.
Go ahead.
I've shaved my head before, and the comments were made to me that my facial features were pretty enough that it, kind of brought those out, I guess, because there wasn't hair to hide behind.
Yeah.
Super easy to take care of, man. You know, guys complain about women that spend so much time in front of the mirror and blah, 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 in the bathroom. Man, I could jump out of the shower and not even comb it. There wasn't anything there.
But that's true.
I think it takes a certain amount of confidence about yourself to...
Be
able to do that.
I appreciated it on that level, but it just wasn't enough of a level to cancel out, the baldness. And I think, to be honest, and this may sound really bad, but I think one of the biggest things that kept me away was thinking about having to explain that to people.
Yeah.
So, what's her deal?
I think that's a lack of confidence on your part.
Oh, yeah. Snap.
Maybe just a little bit. Something to think about.
I will. I'll do some. I'll do some introspection later on today.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Sticks in the morning. What do you think about changing your mind about a girl after she shaves her head and joins a feminist group?
Well, all I know is, I would agree with anyone that chicks don't look good with short shaved heads. But then I saw G.I. Jane, and that opens up a whole new category.
Demi Moore, right?
Oh yeah. No one can deny that.
Because that's probably the last movie she looked good in, and she was bald in it, right?
Yeah.
I can't think of any other Demi Moore movies.
Charlie Angels, the second one.
Anyone who says chicks with shaved heads don't look good, they can't deny that one.
And it's misrepresentation. Now, I was attracted to the initial thing, You're attracted to a whole set of features when you're attracted to somebody, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right, right.
And if those features suddenly change, then it changes it,
I won't lie. If she was a bigger girl and didn't look as appealing, it might be a different story.
Yeah. Well, yeah, just like, you change overnight. Like, I didn't realize.
And that's wrong. That's terribly wrong.
That you're wearing a full body thin suit. So, okay.
But either way, I can't wait to see Brittany. Maybe she looks good, too.
All right, man. Well, thanks for the call.
Yep.
See you, bro. Stooks in the morning, what do you think about changing your mind about a girl after she shaves her head and joins a feminist group?
Well, I tell you what, it's your opinion, but I have something to say about the male chauvinistic pig who called in and was your first caller. Obviously, I'm very much a female. I had short hair for the longest time, and I didn't look like a man. I'm growing it out, and I'm telling you, if my husband told me that you aren't cutting your hair and putting down the law, I'd go cut it. Just to see if he was man enough to own up to his putting down the law. That dude is crazy and he needs to step out of the Stone Age. And I hope his wife cuts her hair just to see if he's man enough.
Wow.
As far as you go, sorry about that. You've infuriated me.
I'm a little nervous, okay?
Oh, that's okay.
I'm excited.
I'm on my way to work, so I'm going to pull over so I don't wreck. whatever. I mean, I'm sure you don't hate her just come all together, but yeah, I'm sure she's not attractive to you. That's your decision, but that man needs to be smacked upside the head by a few women. Absolutely. What do you think? Do you think that that's okay for a man to put down the law?
Well, yeah, no, I don't think it was like, to me, it was like, yeah, Stooks, you're right. A woman shouldn't shave. You're okay to change your mind if a woman shaves her hair off. And
you
then
are
says,
fine.
And then
He's
he says his
crazy.
Wife can't cut it below her shoulders. That's a totally different deal. You know what I mean? Having short hair and having no hair and then being married to him at one point, too. I mean, we're just talking about, like, the initial dating part, you know?
But you said you weren't even dating her, see? So
right. It was just, yeah, it was just even contemplation. Yeah.
Right. So, but no, that absolutely infuriated me. And I had to, like I said, I had to pull over because I was getting so mad. He just drives me nuts. And, I don't know, maybe he's just talking big, and if his wife actually got on the other line, we'll, we'll really see who wears the pants in that family. But as far as you six, you're fine.
All right,
you have you. You have your choice, or you have the right to make your choice. I'm sure you didn't snub her. I'm sure you still talk to her. But
no, we were still friends. It just didn't ever advance past that. And initially, I planned to make it so,
No, and then that's fine. That's your choice. And I'm sorry. The other dude just absolutely got under my skin. So I just had to share that.
Well, we're glad we got you thinking this morning.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Power.